AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You're listening to Inside the Crew, the only radio show dedicated to all things Columbus Crew and the Beautiful Game.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
Here's your host, Chris Doran.
Welcome to Inside the Crew, the black and gold celebrating on the weekend a 2-1 victory over LAFC, and a third MLS Cup trophy has arrived in Columbus. The celebration in the locker room after the champagne and beer were mixed in MLS Cup and consumed by some of the players. It was a well-deserved party for the guys as they went into the night and then went into the press room and met the media after their celebration in the locker room, and then the party afterwards. A whole bunch of stuff going on for the champions, including today's parade attended by at least 20,000 lining the street of Nationwide Boulevard in downtown Columbus, celebrating the 2-1 victory for the black and gold over LAFC. Glad you're with us on Inside the Crew. Lots to get to, lots to hear from, too, as we roll through our coverage of not just the parade today, but a look back at the 2-1 championship on Saturday afternoon / evening. Our show brought to you by Tipico Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Black and Gold, and by Ohio Cat, the official construction equipment provider of the Columbus Crew. Some great editing over the weekend from Tyler Oliver at 97.1 The Fan. We have the lead up to the first goal, 33rd minute. It's scoreless. Columbus has got the ball.
Here comes the press from LAFC. Forward to Morris. Nagby. Through the middle, and now Matan to Morris. Now to the outside. Yeboah's on the run. Cross ball effort coming to the near post. Going to take a bounce. Diego Rossi gets to it. Maybe a handball. And yes, a penalty kick has been called. The combination play coming out of the back was absolutely beautiful. Right up the middle. Tearing up the press from LAFC. And Columbus, on the cross ball effort, earns a penalty kick on a handball against LAFC. Meantime, Cucho Hernandez stands over the ball. 32nd minute, Cucho Hernandez with an opportunity to convert and score the first goal of MLS Cup 2023. He approaches and shoots and scores for Columbus! And the Columbus Crew celebrate in the northwest corner of Lower.com Field as Cucho Hernandez converts his 7th penalty kick of the regular season. It's his 5th playoff goal of 2023. And the Columbus Crew lead LAFC in the 33rd minute of MLS Cup.
So that was goal number one as Cucho Hernandez converts his 7th penalty kick on the season and gets his 21st goal of the entire year against LAFC to get things rolling. 33rd minute, right? All right. 4 minutes later, Yao Yeboah, Malte Amundsen, tired of the headlines for Cucho. They decide to take the reins themselves, but they didn't do it before 9 passes prior to that. The build-up to this goal for Yao Yeboah was absolutely extraordinary.
He's got it. Middle third of the field. The captain plays it short, finds Amundsen. Big ball through to Yao Yeboah on the run with a touch and a finish. And a goal for Columbus! Well, next MLS Cup, they'll have to charge extra for the seats down in the northwest corner because that's where the goal celebrations take place, apparently, when the Crew are attacking the north end. Yet another celebration as Yao Yeboah in the 37th minute takes a ball from Malte Amundsen, and you cannot draw that up any better as Amundsen threaded and beat 2 lines of defense with a ball into open space that Yeboah ran onto and finished for Columbus past Maxime Crépeau. We're in the 38th minute. Columbus leads MLS Cup 2-0.
That's all they needed. It was, of course, a goal in the second half that gave LAFC a chance, but not a lot. Columbus really had the bulk of possession. They had the bulk of play. and they had the bulk of opportunities, including corner kicks. They also managed the game very, very well, something we didn't see from the early 2023 Columbus Crew, as you may recall. Yao Yeboah wrapping up the playoffs with a goal and an assist. Same with Malte Amundsen. As you know, the MLS Cup MVP, Cucho Hernandez. And from the history books, in 2020, it was Lucas Celarayán. And in 2008, it was Guillermo Scalotto. Wilfried Nancy gave an interview immediately following the decision on Saturday night to Apple Television, spoke with Katie Witham on the sideline. Got to play this back for you because of the initial emotion that Wilfried Nancy had in answering Katie's questions, in particular the first one about his reaction to the accomplishment his team had on Saturday night.
They have grown a lot as a... As a player, yes, but as a person, because we started and I told them, guys, impossible is an opinion. Just enjoy it and you're going to grow. And this is what happened. This is unbelievable.
There you go. That's the famous quote that came from that interview. Impossible is an opinion. I saw a lot of great memes on social media over the weekend about how that poster should show up in public schools, not just around Ohio, but around the country, to be honest with you. It is such a delightful, simple phrase, but packs a punch. And we're going to see it on T-shirts, too. I guess we've got a couple of companies that are diving in on putting that on a T-shirt as well. So good for Coach Wilfried Nancy for getting through the soccer and then maybe sending a more important message in the end. Given the national television audience, the worldwide television audience, just how proud Wilfried Nancy was to be able to play his style of soccer with players who bought into his entire philosophy.
We play our way. I'm so proud. Yes, we won. But as a coach, for me, the most important is not about winning. I told them. Today, I told them. Because when they were kids, they wanted to win already. The idea is to have a clear vision and create connection with people, but also as a team.
Columbus Crew head coach Wilfried Nancy, who puts a championship ring on his finger. He's got two rings that he wears. I assume one of them is a wedding ring, of course, but they're both on his ring fingers on either hand. I don't know where he's going to put that championship ring, but I'm sure he'll find a spot. Had a chance to give Coach Nancy a really big hug at the post-game party that was held for a lot of the members of the, not just the team, of course, but the extended family of the club, and had an opportunity just to compliment him on what was a storybook season. And when we hugged each other, he told me, he said, they did it. Tonight they played with personality. And I think that was something that he saw in fits and spurts, but he saw it for a full 90 minutes on Saturday night. It made him very, very happy. This is what he had to say to the media post game.
And I am so happy because the most important for me was not to win, was to be ourselves. And my players did it. That's why we had the possibility, and that's why we won, not the possibility. So I'm really proud of that. As a coach, yes, we can talk about tactic, we can talk about a lot of things, but the performance that we had tonight, spot on.
Columbus Crew head coach Wilfried Nancy, his first MLS Cup. It is not the first go-around for Darlington Nagbe. He now has four rings. Aiden Morris has got two. In 2020, the Columbus Crew last won the MLS Cup. It was Darlington, Aiden, and Josh Williams, the only three players on the roster this past Saturday who were on the roster in 2020. Now, Josh didn't play any minutes this year, primarily because of injury. He did, however, and he was entitled to be a part of the parade today, as well as be invited up onto the podium and say a few words to the supporters at Champions Plaza who were celebrating the 2023 MLS Cup.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Man, the first thing I have to say is, how cool is Darlington, man? Like, bro, where is that guy? That's just the coolest guy I've ever been around, man. But first, I just want to do what I did in 2020. And first people I'd like to thank is all the family and friends. There's no way that we could possibly do this without you guys. All the sacrifices you guys have made, it doesn't go unappreciated. You know, I know it's a grind and we're away a lot. Preseason, we're away for a month. It's a grind, but I want you to know that it's always appreciated. You guys allow us to come to training with an open mind and a free mind, and this year was important with that, because Will Free, what he asked these guys to do is so difficult. You know, I was around it every day. It's an insanely difficult task, and you guys allow us to come in there freely and soak all of that in, and you guys obviously see what happened. With that, Wilfried, where is he? Man, I've been so impressed with you, honestly. Just your mentality. You know, I think the mentality you came in here and changed, and I watched these guys transform into mental monsters, you know, I think I could call it. You know, we had some downs, but with it, they always responded. And to me, I've been insanely impressed with that. And not only you, the rest of the staff. You know, Kwame, all these guys. Kwame, Johan, Jules, Juan, all these guys. Maxie, Phil, everyone. Thank you guys from the bottom of our hearts, man. Thank you. And then to the guys, I've done this for 14 years, and you know, I've known some of you guys for my entire career. I've known some of you guys for 1 year, but this is one of the most special years. I didn't play a minute, but to me, in saying that, this has been one of my favorite years of my entire career, man. So thank you guys for making it enjoyable every day. I feel like the term brotherhood is thrown around, and it's used a lot. But to me, brotherhood, I don't know how else to describe what happened in the locker room. The synergy and the connection between all of us. We fought, we cried, we laughed, we hugged it out. And to me, that's what brothers do. So thank you guys for making it such an incredible year for me and for all of these guys. I love you guys. And to all you guys, I'll make it short and sweet, man. You guys know how I feel about you guys, about this city, about this organization. To me, when I look out here and I see all of you, it's easy. Columbus is a soccer town. Glory to Columbus.
That's Mr. Crew himself, Josh Williams, addressing the crowd today at Champions Plaza following the parade, celebrating the 2023 MLS Cup. He told me Saturday night after the, or during the party anyway, that it was one heck of a way to go out. And so Josh Williams will always have a place in history with the black and gold. As we continue tonight, we'll revisit the parade today, the Champions Plaza speeches, as well as the big victory on Saturday night. You're listening to Inside the Crew.
Unlike your deadbeat uncle, we'll never leave you stranded in a ditch when you were six. This promo may have been a touch too specific. The Fan.
You never know what opportunities the holidays will bring. So shop Kia's Season of Giving Back sales event and be prepared for whatever comes your way. With Kia's ever-ready lineup, you'll be able to get more capability and more dependability. Kia has something for all your winter plans and any curveballs along the way. Turn road trips to grandma's into adventures in the all-electric EV6. Take on winter wonderlands in the Sorento and pack your skis, snowboards, and sleds in the Sportage with best-in-class cargo room for those surprise snow days. Visit your local Kia dealer and gift yourself what you really want during Kia's Season of Giving Back sales event. And make this holiday unforgettable. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Comparison based on publicly available data regarding cargo room behind the second row of seats in 2023 and 2024 subcompact SUVs as of October 2023. Subcompact SUV class as defined by Kia segmentation. See owner's manual for cargo loading instructions. All cargo should be evenly distributed and properly secured and never piled higher than the seat back. Event ends 1/2/24.
Eco, eco. Eco, eco. Eco. Plumbers.
If you've got a slow drain or a clogged drain
or a sewer drain that's just not acting right,
there's only one company to call.
GetEco.com.
Because with Eco, it's 93 or it's free.
Our Eco plumbers will get your drain flowing smoothly again
for only $93.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot problem solved.
And you'll get a 1 year clog-free guarantee.
So if the clog comes back within a year,
we'll cable it away again for free.
And if we can't clear the drain after you call,
our service call is free.
This is the important part. We'll still run our camera down your line to show you exactly what you're dealing with.
Whether it's tree roots or a broken pipe or whatever.
Plus, we'll give you upfront pricing for any sewer repair work.
With no obligations and easy payment plans if you need them.
Whatever your drain needs.
We'll make it happen.
And come through for you when you need us to.
That's what we do at Eco Plumbers.
Electricians.
And HVAC technicians.
at GetEco.com.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
I've always wanted to read a promo with the words Yule Log. I'm not even sure what a Yule Log is, but I like saying it. Yule Log. Yule Log. Isn't it festive? Is it gross? Who the hell knows? Happy Yule Log season from Creepy Voice Guy and The Fan.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Hey, it's Chaps. I know I've said this before, but dropping 80 pounds has been life-changing. It's not just losing it, though, because Awaken 180 has given me the ability to keep it off over 6 months later. That means I haven't gained the weight back through summer pool days, football tailgates, and now the holidays. And I haven't had to be super restrictive in maintenance either. At Thanksgiving, I could still have my favorites, deviled eggs, gravy, pumpkin pie, all mixed together. Okay, I had them separate. I transformed into a skinnier Chops, not a monster. Awaken 180 Weight Loss could do the same things for you. Austin Ward is doing it right now. He's down 35 pounds in 6 weeks. It's so cool to see him have similar results. Losing 4 to 5 pounds a week consistently seems too good to be true, but Austin and I are proof that anyone can do it with Awaken 180. I'm excited to wear all new holiday sweaters, too, and their larges instead of double XL this year. Reserve your Awaken 180 at-home consultation today by calling 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800, or online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Skies are clear. Temperatures are comfortable for now. We're sitting in the mid to upper 40s. As we head through this evening, we'll first drop to the 30s by midnight. After that, down to the 20s, thanks to a cold front moving through. The front's not going to bring us any wind or any rain, but it will bring us a couple clouds and that blast of colder air. Temperatures starting off at 27 degrees with partly cloudy skies tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Madison Reich with your Dapplerton forecast on The Fan.
You're listening to Inside the Crew.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
So that's your Columbus Crew adding not just Heineken, but champagne to the MLS Cup. And then the tradition where you drink out of the cup. I can't imagine the hangovers on Sunday morning, but that's what the guys were doing in the locker room following the 2-1 victory over LAFC. Welcome back to Inside the Crew, brought to you by our full-time sponsors, Tipico Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Black and Gold, and by Ohio Cat, the official construction equipment provider of the Columbus Crew. Had about 20,000 people on hand today, according to the Black and Gold, for the parade down Nationwide Boulevard, then the gathering at Champions Plaza, just to the side of lower.com field. Heard from a lot of folks, including Governor Mike DeWine. And then we heard from ownership, including Dee Haslam, one of the majority investors in the Black and Gold. Very excited about the big win on Saturday.
Thank you. What an amazing time we're having here in Columbus. When we dreamed of a facility, of a stadium, that when the opponents would come here, they would fear us. And you made that possible. The fans, the supporters, you are the best in the country. You made it intimidating. You helped them get this trophy. Thank you for everything you did. So an amazing team, 82 goals. Congratulations. And we cheered every single one of them. So we appreciate you so much. I mean, this year's theme was all together now, and you certainly proved that here in Columbus. Thank you for being there every step of the way.
That's Dee Haslam, owner investor of the Columbus Crew. She helped save the Columbus Crew, along with the Johnson family, of course, with Dr. Pete Edwards as well. Tim Bezbachenko was the first hire when the new ownership group came in back in 2019. President and General Manager Tim Bezbachenko with the microphone this afternoon at Chase Plaza.
There we go. Well, let me just start off by thanking JW, Dee, Jimmy, Whitney, the Edwards family, the vision that they had to build not only this club and keep it here in Columbus, but this beautiful venue, Ohio Health Performance Center. It is our cathedral of soccer, so let's give it up for ownership and their vision. You know, 12 months ago, we finished the season, and we felt like we needed a new beginning, and we went out. We looked at who would be available, and there were a couple coaches that we had our eyes on, and one was not available, but we said, screw it, we're going to go after him anyway. And about a few weeks later, I'm in Qatar sitting with him enjoying the World Cup because he was our new coach. Let's give it up for Coach Wilfred Nancy and his staff. Before he talks, I do want to say a few words about the players and our staff. Wilfrey brought in a staff that from day one they were focused, they had a mission, and they weren't ready to just make the playoffs. They said, as he says, impossible is an opinion. I saw a tattoo of it just now on the parade of someone who already has it. So we want to thank him. Most importantly, though, we have staff and players, especially the players who gave everything out in the field. We have a group of players who knew and believed in themselves. They believed in what was happening with Coach Wilfred Nancy and the rest of the staff, our performance, our medical, goalkeeper coaches, our front office with Issa, Jamie, Corey, Mark, Neil. Let's give it up for the staff because there's a lot of people behind that make this whole ship work. And then I know you want to hear from Coach, but before, I want to thank you guys. Growing up here in Columbus, we didn't have a team. And then in 96, everything changed. We could go and watch professional soccer with our families, with our kids. And watching the celebrations in the crowd on Saturday was amazing, which you're there with your kids. And it's stuff that dreams are made of, right? So thank you. Appreciate you. And now let's give it up for Coach Wilfred Nancy.
Tim Bezbachenko introducing Wilfred Nancy. We'll hear from him in just a moment. I have to tell you, I'm just overly impressed with, as I stood there and watched the speakers, how I thought about where we've been in 4 years, now 5 years. When you saved the Crew back in 2018, we went through 2019, worked with the roster, new coaching staff, got some pieces in place, weren't really sure, finally tweaked it in 2020, had the stadium groundbreaking as well. And then in 2021, able to open up Lower.com Field following an MLS Cup title run in a pandemic. And then open up Ohio Health Performance Center in the same year. I mean, the extraordinary circumstances surrounding this club in the last 5 years is unmatched, I think, not just in sports history, but I would say even in corporate history. I don't know that you can really tell a story that parallels the kind of near downfall and resurrection that Columbus's Crew have enjoyed in the last 5 years. I just don't think you can. All right, Wilfred Nancy celebrating this afternoon with his team. Looked ultra cool in the three-quarter length coat, had the cap on, and he was raring to go with the microphone.
Thank you so much. So, listen, you know, I know that we won, but I do this job also to create emotions, and you know me with that. And when I see you guys here to celebrate the work of the organization, the work of my staff, the work of my players, because this is them on the pitch, this is not me, and you guys to get the connection between you and us, it's unbelievable. So we're going to do an exercise because apparently I am the coach. So there is two words really important that all year we've been talking about. Is compete and joy. So we're going to put the music. Okay? When we're going to put the music, I want you to do the same as I'm going to do.
And there
and
they
after
go.
That, we will enjoy.
And that's what they did. They hit the music and everyone started dancing and it was pretty fun. It was really, really fun. The entire team came down off the podium that they were on, and they stood around Coach Nancy during the dance, and it was terrific. Gucho Hernandez, who has given most of his interviews in Spanish over the course of the season, and you can understand why, has clearly been working on his English. For those of you who aren't aware, for a lot of non-native English speakers, speaking in public as you're learning the language is a very difficult thing to do. But Cucho took the microphone this afternoon and had an opportunity to address the crowd there at Champions Plaza.
Guys, you know, my English is no good, but Dad, I want to say thank you. You deserve this. We fight every year for you guys. So, Enjoy too much.
There you go. Your MLS Cup MVP, Cucho Hernandez, this afternoon at Chase Plaza, addressing the thousands in attendance following the parade in honoring the 2023 MLS Cups. I'm surrounded by MVPs as well when I do the show and as well as when I do the games, obviously, for home and away broadcasts. My thanks to Tim Hall, who put together the parade speech audio today. Thanks as well to Tyler Oliver, Ryan Baker, Caleb Blake, Bodie Wells. Those guys are all producers of this show or of games throughout the course of the season. True professionals at 97.1 The Fan. My thanks as well to our on-site producers, Zach Mueller and Gabby Mullen, who at Lower.com Field make sure all of the equipment is in place and ready to go. Thanks to the Columbus Crew Communications Department for all their work throughout the season. Give me access to players and coaches and storylines and that. Which I normally would not have access to. Rob McBurnett, Eunice Kim, Esteban Osegueda have been terrific throughout the course of the season. And thanks to you for listening. And our thanks to Tipico Sportsbook and Ohio Cat. We've got more from the parade. We've got more from the speeches as well as from the game on Saturday night as we continue tonight on Inside the Crew.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hear those leaves crunching under your feet? Feel that cool nighttime air? It's definitely fall in Ohio. Fall is the perfect time to have the waterworks inspect and tune up your furnace before the cold winter months hit. To inspect and protect your family against those wintertime furnace breakdowns, call 614-232-2222. Or visit thewaterworks.com today to schedule your fall furnace inspection and tune-up. Winter is just days away.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise for all the last-minute shoppers. Now through December 17th, all of Diamonds Direct Diamond Classics are 25% off. That's all diamond earrings, all diamond bracelets, all diamond pendants. An incredible 25% off. Special financing, too. Get the perfect gift at the best value price all year. 25% savings on all diamond earrings, bracelets, and pendants. Now through the 17th only. And only at Diamonds Direct. Get details, directions, and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
It's all here, and it's all for you.
NTV News starts right now.
To start your mornings.
We're starting this Monday certainly a little cooler. Feels nice.
So you can plan ahead.
Got some lane restrictions you want to look out for.
For your trip home.
Showers coming late in the day.
And into the night.
A mother of a teen who is stealing these cars is speaking out.
It's live. It's right now. It's all here and in your home. Live, local, and streaming. 10TV, Central Ohio's news leader.
Let me tell you how to give her the best holiday gift, and it's by my friends at Pajamagram. They're soft and silky. Naturally nude pajamas are luxurious with a next-to-nothing feel. They're better than lingerie, designed to make her feel amazing, drive you wild. This commercial creeping you out? Tough noogies. Right now, when you shop Naturally Nude Pajamas, you'll get a free Naturally Nude Nighty. That's $75 worth of savings. Two-in-one gift. Hurry before it sells out. Head to Pajamagram.com and shop Naturally Nude. Tell them Common Man sent.
Morning Juice.
It's total pandemonium in the AFC right now.
Total pandemonium. It is wild. There's a lot of teams within striking distance that could potentially get in.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Reggie was a nurse for 16 years.
I had become very burnt out. I wasn't making good money.
Then it happened.
There was an ad for My Computer Career, and it just spoke to me.
My Computer Career was the best decision he ever made.
I could study anywhere from my laptop, and I was working in the first couple weeks of me being in class.
Reggie hit a home run.
The field is teeming with jobs.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
The school is amazing.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
This holiday season, switch to Boost Mobile for a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G and a powerful way to get after it.
Like me, Samaria, skater from SoCal, girl in a boys club, 20 years of cuts, bruises, and a busted back. All of it worth the price. To show every skater girl, impossible is just another obstacle for you to shred.
Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G on America's largest 5G networks and learn more about Samaria Brevard's story at BoostMobile.com. Limited time offer, new customers only, available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line, tax extra, additional restrictions apply.
Back to Inside the Crew.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
Your flagship home for Crew soccer. The Fan.
Welcome back to Inside the Crew, honoring the team after that 2-1 victory in the 2023 MLS Cup on Saturday over LAFC. And doing so by visiting some of their thoughts and what they shared on game night, as well as what's been shared in the last 48 hours, in particular today with the parade and the meeting on Chase Plaza for the players to address the crowd that had gotten together. Somewhere around 20,000 had lined the parade route and then gathered at lower.com field to hear from the players and coaches, the administration, as well as the ownership group. Aiden Morris is a player who started his very first MLS playoff game in 2020. It happened to be MLS Cup, and it happened to be 4 years ago. Isn't that interesting? Today, that Columbus beat Seattle 3-0 to capture that cup. Aiden Morris played all six playoff games this year. He was a boss in the midfield yet again on Saturday. He picked up the mic and addressed the crowd this afternoon.
It's been 7 years for me now in Columbus, and I love the college place, my home now. It's been a process starting the academy with all you boys and seeing where I've ended up now with two trophies, doing with people I love. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I appreciate all you guys do. The fans, you keep us going. You keep us pushing the extra 5-10% every game. And the staff are always pushing us to be the best version of ourselves. It doesn't go unnoticed. I love you guys, and why not run it back next year, right?
Aiden Morris addressing the crowd this afternoon at Chase Plaza. Post-game Saturday night, head coach Wilfried Nancy asked about Aiden Morris and what sets him apart. And Coach Nancy didn't mince words. He said, what sets Aiden apart is his competitive spirit.
He likes to compete with himself. He's confident. And he's humble at the same time to all the time try to be a better me. And he's so good. He's so good because the way we want to play again, there is a. I try to stress a lot the player that sometimes you have to play quick, sometimes you have to accept that someone's going to come on you and wait the good moment to pass the ball. This is not easy to do it because this is easy to play one touch when there is no pressure, I'm saying. But he's able to play one touch. He's able to slow down the tempo. He's able also to move to look forward. To be honest with you, we rarely talk about the defensive aspect, because naturally he has that. So the idea was to give him tools with my staff to recognize how we can be more efficient to create time for himself or for the opposition.
That's head coach Wilfried Nancy on Aiden Morris. Talk about competitive spirit. How about Patrick Schulte in the year he had, finishing up on Saturday night with four saves against LAFC?
Yeah, I think, you know, I wanted to continue to grow all year. I know, there, like I said, it was a roller coaster, ups and downs. But, you know, I knew it was, you know, do or die at the end of the year. And, you know, I wanted to put my best foot forward each and every game. And, you know, I think I continued to grow. And, you know, it's the standard I hold for myself. And, you know, there's nothing better than winning a championship at the end. And, you know, I'll do whatever I can to, you know, keep this team in games. And, you know, I want to win at the end of the day.
That's Patrick Schulte, goalkeeper for the Columbus Crew. Gets the win on Saturday night and enjoys in his first year an MLS Cup ring. It is not his first ring, as you well know. The MLS Next Pro ring is on his finger as well, something he won last year. When asked to reflect on his journey the last 2 years, it all is pretty meaningful.
I feel the excitement and the joy of last year winning the first ever MLS Cup, Next Pro Cup, to now, you know, live that moment and to, you know what it feels like. There was nothing I wanted more to do it tonight. You know, it's been a crazy roller coaster of the last 2 years, but, you know, to call myself an MLS Cup champion after year two is truly something that, you know, I won't take for granted, and I'll definitely have this memory forever.
Goalkeeper Patrick Schulte, who in the second half we all thought might have been really seriously hurt. He told me in that post-game party that he actually was kind of working the clock a little bit. His mom was ticked off that he was pretending to be hurt for so long. He got up and waved his arms, got the Nordic all fired up to finish off the last 20 minutes of the match, and Wilfried Nancy giggled when asked about the whole situation post-game, knowing full well that his goalkeeper had turned a serious corner in the path of maturity.
This is Patrick. This is the new Patrick. You know, he started, he needed to leave this kind of moment to repeat all this kind of action in a better way. And this is what he did. So that's why he has a really good potential. We know that. But he's really mature for his age. So that's why he was able to be consistent the last, 10 games.
That's Wilfried Nancy following the 2-1 victory over LAFC, where his goalkeeper Patrick Schulte had to put in the work to get four saves and keep LAFC at bay to get that 2023 MLS Cup. Patrick Schulte crediting the defenders in front of him and the attackers too in doing the job at the other end of the field.
Yeah, you know, I'm thrilled with how they played. You know, I couldn't have written it up any better. I knew I was going to have to make one or two saves tonight with just, you know, the quality of team LAFC was or is. But, you know, I think it starts with all 10 guys on the ball at first. You know, especially in the first half, you know, we controlled the game, and we knew they were dangerous in transition, but, you know, the guys in front of me, you know, they limit them to, you know, no chances, I think, in the first half. So really just going into the second half, it was more just kind of doing the same thing, maintaining, but, you know, they had a little bit of the ball, but, you know, we bend and we didn't break. And, you know, to keep the score 2-1 after, you know, I think 15, 20 minutes of after they scored the goal. It's, you know, it's a testament to what this team's been through all year.
During the postgame media session, it was Schulte first, and then Ramirez came in with goggles on from the locker room. Cucho Hernandez, a very relaxed Cucho Hernandez, came in as well. So the three of them at the dais answering questions from the media. Christian Ramirez was asked about how he prepares himself, having come into Columbus as a starter, and then finding himself more as a reserve role Superman. How does he prepare himself week after week to be ready, whether he's a starter or coming off the bench?
You don't accept it. You trick yourself every week to think you're going to start on the weekend. I think I started 19 games this year, and we won 13 of those, only lost two. And then we tied four. Fun stat for you guys that Cucho told me. We never lost when Cucho and I started together. So we're still undefeated. Yeah, no, but just whatever.
That's my
whatever. Guy. Whatever's needed for that weekend or for that game. I'm always up to do it, to sacrifice to get to the top, and I'm glad we're here.
Columbus Crew's Christian Ramirez, who had two critical game-winning goals against Orlando and Cincinnati to get Columbus to MLS Cup 2023. Ramirez had a pretty good eye on that multi-Amundsen pass to Yao Yeboa from the bench in the first half. He said they work on that quite a bit.
I've been on the receiving end of one here at home versus Minnesota. Yao and Malte have a really good connection when it comes to that situation. And it's a credit to them for building that chemistry. So just glad Yao this time took a good touch and finished it.
Finally.
Is that a little jab? I think that was a jab. I think that was a Cucho Hernandez jab on Yao Yeboa. And Christian Ramirez reflecting on Yao Yeboa's finish on Saturday, or maybe reflecting on finishes they haven't seen from him until Saturday. But Yao gets the game-winning goal on Saturday, and that's solid news for him. Got some contract news this morning. Steven Moreira, Rudy Camacho, Evan Bush all coming back to the club. That's terrific. Congratulations to those guys. We did see that the Crew declined contract options on goalkeeper Brady Scott, Jimmy Madronda, Jake Morris, and Isaiah Parente. We see that Gustavo Villasia, of course, is going back to Colorado at the end of the year. And Josh Williams and Julian Gressel are currently out of contract. So that's where we are contract-wise. When we come back, a little more from the parade today and a little bit more from match night, Saturday night, that 2-1 victory, and the third MLS Cup for the Columbus Crew. When we continue on Inside the Crew.
Whatever you're doing right now,
just know that Bo Bishop is enjoying a sip of bourbon.
Even if this promo is playing in the morning.
No judgment.
Aw, sweet morning drinking.
The Fan.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
It's Happy Honda Days at Lindsay Honda.
Gift yourself with 0.9% for 48 months or 1.9% financing for a full 60 months on our entire Honda inventory. Everything on the lot. Plus, no payments for 90 days. On top of saving thousands with super low financing, don't make your first payment until March 2024. Visit the one and only Lindsay Honda Mall.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Lindsay Automotive family.
See lindsayhonda.com for details.
If you have an unhealthy obsession with the Blue Jackets, we have just the remedy. Join us Wednesday nights at 7 for the Inside Edge. All the Jackets and hockey conversation you can handle. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At LASIK Plus, each one of our patients is unique, so we customize their journey to them.
I have a million questions about LASIK and a busy schedule.
All good. We offer free virtual consultations for just that reason.
I can't stand my contacts, but to be honest, I'm a little nervous.
We completely understand. We'll talk about treatment day, your surgeon, and what to expect.
I really need to stay within a certain budget.
We got you. LASIK Plus has financing options to get you where you need to be. From our free consultations to our patient app to our amazing staff and doctors, LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. Let's talk about your journey. Book your free virtual consultation at LASIK Plus today.
Right now at LASIK Plus, get 20% off LASIK in December. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes with guaranteed financing. Visit MyLASIKOffer.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in December of 2023 to qualify. 20% off standard price of procedure cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise for all the last-minute shoppers. Now through December 17th, all of Diamonds Direct Diamond Classics are 25% off. That's all diamond earrings, all diamond bracelets, all diamond pendants. An incredible 25% off. Special financing, too. Get the perfect gift at the best value price all year. 25% savings on all diamond earrings, bracelets, and pendants. Now through the 17th. Only and only at Diamonds Direct. Get details, directions, and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Mash it her. That doesn't rhyme with anything. But what does it mean? It means we will treat you like family, and family deserves a commitment. We will cover all new and most pre-owned vehicles with a 7-year and 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. My friend Dick Mash it her is taking reliability to a new level. We want to be your dealer with great prices and extraordinary service for years to come. Come visit MasseterFord.net for outstanding selection. Close Sundays because it's the right thing to do. Orange.
You're listening to Inside the Crew.
Sponsored by Coda, a trusted mobility sponsor of the Columbus Crew.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome back to Inside the Crew. Darlington Nagbe won his fourth MLS Cup over the weekend. He is only one of 10 players in league history to have won four Major League Soccer Cups. In Portland in 2015, we all kind of remember that one. In Atlanta, and then, of course, won the 2020 MLS Cup as well as the one on Saturday. He addressed the crowd as they gathered at Chase Plaza to honor the champions of the 2023 MLS Cup.
Oh, wait! Nah, that wasn't loud enough. Was that loud enough? Nah, come on. Oh, wait! Oh, wait!
Damn, I think they heard that down in Cincy.
Oh, man, I think they heard that down in Cincy. Like I said, I had nothing good to say. Oh, man. Where do I start? My teammates... I love you guys. The city, the fans, our families, everyone that's been through it with us, we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And hopefully there's more to come. Let's go.
Darlington Nagbe with the crowd this afternoon at Chase Plaza as we honored the champions following a parade that was attended by 20,000 or so folks. And enjoyed the sunshine on a December afternoon. Wilfried Nancy asked about Darlington Nagbe and the success he's had in the league.
Oh, Darlington is Darlington. Like I told you, this guy is amazing. 32 years old. He played two overtime game, and he was composed with the ball to have the right decision. Spot on. So, yes, Darlington, but again, this is more about the savviness that we had as a team. Because we went through, as you know, a lot of lack of savviness during the year. And Darlington and co, everyone, that were able to learn from that. And that's why we had a really good game.
That's Columbus Crew head coach Wilfried Nancy on his captain, Darlington Nagbe, who, after the game, rushed up to the Apple TV studio that was set up at the southwest corner of Lower.com Field. And met with Bradley Wright Phillips, Sasha Kleschen, two heroes in soccer lore here in America and in Europe as well, and was asked the question how to compare this championship with the three previous ones.
Hard to compare right now. But right now, you know, I'm just trying to be in the moment, be present in this moment. And, you know, I don't think there's a town that deserves it more than this town. We got it in 2020, but different circumstances. Now we got a chance to pack the house, got all the fans here, and yeah. Special one.
Darlington Nagbe, following the 2-1 victory over LAFC, he was asked by the panel why he's been so emotional. We saw him crying in that Cincinnati outcome a week and a half ago, and the panel wanted to know what's going on in the locker room.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me being emotional because I'm closer to the end. I don't know, but to start the season off, we got a new coach. You know, some players left, new players came in. For a new coach to come in this first season, put a new group together, guys that gel,
yeah,
and to make it to the finals and not just make it, play the way that we played and then to win it, and then we get a chance to do that in front of our fans at home,
yeah,
man, this is special. This is special.
Darlington Nagbe, the captain, finishing up his 13th season as a Major League Soccer player with his fourth MLS Cup. Bradley Wright Phillips was a former teammate of Darlington's here in Columbus, of course, and Wright Phillips always talks about how Darlington's just this one, two-touch guy, but really wanted to insist on Saturday night that Darlington's got to be thinking of himself as more of a baller.
You have to accept you're a baller. You're one of the best we've ever seen in this league. You can't keep denying it. Four championships. You're running every game. You put the game on your back the last two games. You are amazing. Understand that and take the credit, D.
Darlington, I think the best thing about you is the emotion you showed last game and what it means to you. Mm. A legend of the game, on and off the pitch. What you've done, you calling Aiden Morris in 2020 saying, look, I got COVID, you got to step up. Mm. What is your role inside this locker room? What's the legacy you want to leave here for the Columbus Crew?
No, I just try to tell the guys, No one's bigger than the team. The team is most important. You can have all your individual accolades that you want to win, but if you win championships, if you do put the team first, you'll be remembered for that.
That's Captain Darlington Nagbe, who reflected on what Wilfried Nancy was up against when he came in as a first-year coach here in Columbus and had high praise for his head coach.
No, he's been great. You know, unbelievable what we've done, you know, but I think for him to come in his first season, had a great season last year in Montreal, to come in his first season, I think people don't understand how hard that is for a coach to come in and, you know, have a couple months with the group in preseason to get his ideas together. Performance was there in the beginning, attack was there in the beginning, and then towards the end we put attack, defense, and performance together. And I think that's what helped us on the road to get those big wins that we had, and the belief that he put in the team, his poise, I think you saw that translate through the team.
What's Wilfried Nancy like behind closed doors? Because tactically we see he's brilliant. He's a soccer genius, but he seems to have been able to get the team together both on and off the pitch.
No, I think it's attention to detail. You know, I think his attention to detail, I think the confidence and belief that he has in himself, that he has in the group, I think you see that translate into the players as well.
Nah. He just said it. When you get the ball, pass it to D.
Smart. Final thing. If you could just say one thing to all the supporters, all the Columbus fans out there right now, what's one thing you'd want to leave them with?
Thanks for saving the team. Thanks for keeping the team here. You guys saved us, and then we brought two championships back home. So, yeah, that's it.
Love that.
Mic drop.
Right, get out of here. Go celebrate.
Enjoy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
That's Captain Darlington Nagbe, who got the captain's armband back shortly after that interview with Apple TV from Steven Marrera. Remember, Nagbe had left the game. Marrera wore the armband, saw the game out, and then as Nagbe was preparing to receive the trophy for the MLS Cup, it was Marrera who walked over to him, slid the armband back up on his arm, and allowed him to receive that trophy with the armband that he has worn all season long. So a great gesture. I absolutely love that part of the exchange of the armband when one player wearing it slides it up the arm of the other player. It's not a, if you see players on the field handing the captain's armband to one another by hand, you know that there's a general lack of respect, not just for the tradition, but perhaps even for the process of handing off that leadership role. Wilfried Nancy postgame talking about the importance of a player like Darlington Nagbe in the engine room of your team.
Regarding Darlington, you know, it's funny because before the game, we laugh a lot during my pre-game speech. Because I wanted to tell them that I don't have to talk with them in regarding the winning part. Because as a kid, we want to win already. Because if we lose, we cry. So we show them pictures about them when they were young, and we had a good laugh. Because it was the purpose. But at the same time, when D said something in the locker room, everybody was crying because he was genuine. So this is my team. That's why I'm so proud of them, because they are able to play with the emotion and to accept the emotion in the moment and stay the way they are. So that's why I think that we had also a good season.
That is MLS Cup winning coach Wilfried Nancy as the Black and Gold celebrate a third trophy in the trophy case with MLS Cup champs on it. It'll join the other trophies. You'll be able to see it at Ohio Health Performance Center and on game days at lower.com field. That wraps up the season of Inside the Crew. Our thanks to Tipico Sportsbook and to Ohio Cat. We'll leave you with a rendition of Wiseman that we heard this afternoon at Chase Plaza celebrating the champions of 2023. And we'll look forward again to talking to you in 2024 in pursuit of yet another MLS Cup with America's hardest working team and a three-time MLS Cup champ, the Columbus Crew.